This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. While the new leadership at the Environmental Protection Agency and elsewhere in the Trump administration has made it clear that there's little appetite for taking on climate change, there are states that are trying to do what they can about greenhouse gases and other pollutants. California has what's called a cap-and-trade program designed to reduce those emissions. The thing is that most factories and power plants that generate carbon pollution also spew a whole lot of other stuff into the atmosphere that has a more immediate health impact on the folks who live nearby. Marketplace's Jed Kim explains there is a new bill in California that will use cap and trade to keep those other pollutants in check as well.
Consider the oil refinery. It turns crude into gas for your car and in the process emits greenhouse gases, a lot of them. California has a cap and trade program that lets an oil refinery process more crude and release more carbon as long as it can trade for or buy enough allowances to cover the increase. That reduces global emissions, but refineries don't just emit carbon. They also spew other pollutants that can cause heart disease, asthma, cancer. Bill McGavern is policy director for the Coalition for Clean Air. He says people nearby
are constantly having to breathe the dirty air that's released by those refineries.
Those toxic pollutants are regulated locally, but that hasn't been enough, McGavern says.
We still have the worst air pollution in the country here in California. And we know that the people in low-income communities of color are bearing a disproportionate burden for that air pollution.
The new California bill wants to add more regulation at the state level. It would use the cap-and-trade program to do it. Heavy polluters like oil refineries that sit in low-income areas won't be allowed to increase their greenhouse gas emissions and trade them. Jared DeShazo is with UCLA.
This is the first time that the design of a greenhouse gas policy has been manipulated in the service of trying to solve another problem.
He questions the logic of using cap and trade to regulate something it wasn't designed to do. He'd rather see local regulations get stronger. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.